Greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. And today's date is September the 12th, 2010. And this is the Mind of God program. And on this program, we endeavor to think with the mind of God, the mind of Christ. We endeavor to climb up into the mind of God, to be raised up by God into the mind of God, that we may understand how to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing, ready, and able to ally ourselves with anyone, any person, any political or religious institution or organization, as long as you and they and we are together working for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. My beautiful sister, Venice, she is my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Yahlove is spelled Y-A-H-L-O-V-E. Yahlove. @comcast.net. Now, as African people, let us, as we always do, pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. So we give praises unto the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, his name is Abba, or he is referred to as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, our African ancestors referred to the Father as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, our wonderful and beautiful sisters of the Native American tradition refer to the Father, the Great Father, as the Great Father and the Grand Father. Also, we give praises unto our beautiful and wonderful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs, in the feminine, and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. Look up that word wisdom in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side. That word is chokmah, and that word denotes a living female feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1, and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your and my mother as well. And with aid of the Father, Father and Mother have given birth to the human family, to the creation. And so we are all children of Father and Mother, and Mother Holy Spirit is our collective, the mother of we as a collective as well. In the African Hebrew language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach is an African Hebrew word. You may find it under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And that word denotes and refers to a living feminine female entity. That word is feminine. Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. She is our mother. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Ilah, which is spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful and beautiful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah Ilah Ha'il Allah. And you hear Ilah and you hear Allah. Because this is a love story. Father and mother have come together to give birth to the whole of creation as an expression of love. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet. Amenet is the female counterpart of Amen. Amenet is the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, our wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Native American tradition say great and grandmother. So I greet you, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic Dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your and my personalities, as we are all divine manifestations of divinity in divine flesh, living on this divine earth in the divine physical realm, which emanates from the Almighty Divine Father and Divine Mother. This teaches us that our names are the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days of this Roman, British, and American mystery Babylon system, that Christ would return in the person of we who are rising up to do this work of Jesus the Christ in our person, in our personalities. So we have given praises unto the Most High, and we are yet in the book of Revelation, teaching out of the book of Revelation, shining a light on today's circumstances in this age of Obama, needing the mind of God to navigate our way. Now, the book of Revelation, and from Genesis to Revelation, and in the Quran and in creation, we learn of redemption for the oppressed and salvation for the oppressed and a judgment and warning to the oppressor. Our brother Ashra Kwesi, you will find him in the summary, has done wonderful research on Africa, Egypt, Africa, Kemet. Kemet is the African word that our ancestors called that which was named Egypt by the Greeks. But Ashra Kwesi has revealed to us that our society was patterned after creation. And the African ancestors, the original scientists of the human family, saw that the universe and creation were created and formulated on Mayat. Mayat is an African Egyptian word that means truth, justice, and righteousness. So through study of the universe, and this symbol for Mayat was a beautiful black woman with wings. Symbol for truth, justice, and righteousness, with a scale in her hands to weigh the society in balance. And so the universe taught our African ancestors of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And the book of Revelation teaches us truth, justice, and righteousness. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because in verse 1 of the book of Revelation, chapter 1, we see that this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, and I bear him witness, that Jesus means justice. And if you research the definition of Jesus, Hebrew Yahshua, you will find the words like liberty and deliverance and health and wealth. And so you come to the understanding that Jesus comes to bring justice, bring liberty, bring deliverance to the oppressed, to get back our health and our wealth and our resources. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad also taught us that Christ means the crusher. Christ comes to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the oppressor. And I bear him witness that the word Christ means anointed, and the African Hebrew kings and African kings and queens were anointed, and that anointing was to symbolize the power that the Most High had given the king to crush the oppressor and stand up for the oppressed. This is the book of Revelation. And so, the book of Revelation is code language. Code for the slave. Code for the oppressed. In our slave history in America, we talk to each other in code, sang gospel songs or spiritual songs that were actually code for us to meet and organize for freedom, justice, and equality, and the slave master would not know that that's what we were doing. So the book of Revelation is code for the slave, but the slave master does not know and understand. So now, the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, justice, and the crusher. And so we want to briefly deal with some current affairs and then go back into the book of Revelation and see the vision apostle, the African revolutionary apostle John's vision of Jesus Christ as in reality being a vision of the messianic people, the black man and woman in the Western Hemisphere, and the African people in Africa and the diaspora, our kith and our kin. And let me pause and say that you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. Ebonics, we're speaking. Think about it, not think about it, but thinkaboutit.org. Today's date is September the 12th, 2010, and this is the Mind of God program. We endeavor to climb into the mind of God so that we may navigate ourselves in this wicked system of Babylon and organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We will ally with anyone, political, religious, organization, institution, that is standing up. Sister Venice is my helper, engineer, coordinator. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Now, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We want to talk about some current affairs. I want to deal with the war on terrorism, which is in reality a war of terrorism, and the root of 9/11, and the hypocrisy of America. Now, I'm sure that you have heard that a pastor in Florida, I believe his last name was Jones, was going to burn a Quran. He stated, or had stated, that the Quran and Islam is of the devil. This pastor, this ignorant Christian pastor, has stated that the Quran and Islam caused 9/11. Who is this pastor? Who is he working for? He's working from the spirit of ignorance and working from the spirit of division. This is a manifestation of the plan of the ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, Wall Street and the bankers, those wealthy 1% elite ruling class that seek to divide the masses of the people by race, religion, ethnicity, national origin, gender, and I believe I said religion. And so this pastor in Florida, working out of ignorance, does he know that the Quran also states that Jesus was born of a virgin and is the Messiah and would be raised from the dead? Does this ignorant pastor in Florida know that the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, the extra sayings of the Prophet outside of the Quran, state that Christ would return to earth and crush the wicked ruling class and families, the wicked oppressor? Does he know these things? And does he even care? But 9/11 is the root. The war on terrorism, which is in reality a war of terrorism, to terrorize the masses of the people of the earth, to terrorize the masses of the people and galvanize and organize to kill and shed blood and steal land, wealth, and resources. 9/11 was perpetrated by a faction in the government of the United States of America, perpetrated by the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, the ruling class and ruling families of America, Europe, and Israel. This was an inside job, orchestrated by the CIA, the FBI, the MI5 and 6 of Britain, the Mossad of Israel, the CIA, the FBI, the Fraternal Order of the Police. I have a video that I plan on putting the audio on my website called Core of Corruption. And in this video, it speaks of Abel Danger, ABELDANGER. Abel Danger was a program created by those in the CIA to monitor those that were so-called involved in the 9/11 incident. These low-level CIA agents, officers, were keeping tabs on all of those so-called participants in 9/11. And at some point, these that were in able danger were about to make their move and start the ball rolling to jail and prosecute those that were about to commit the 911. But the superiors of those involved in able danger told those involved in able danger to stand down. Why? Because the superiors were working and are working with the ruling class and ruling families to create false flag operations and blame this false flag operation or act of terror on the perceived enemy. And the superiors were helping to fund, finance, and train those that were involved, and help these that were involved to pose as Muslims when they were not Muslims. Muhammad Atta was a cocaine user, a drug user, and frequented strip clubs and bought lap dances. That's not a Muslim. So this was orchestrated by the intelligence community of America, Europe, Britain in particular, and Israel. These are they who caused 911 and have used 911 to commit warfare and bloodshed, to steal land, wealth, and resources. Have galvanized their armies and mercenary groups so that they may take the land and turn it over to the resource corporations. This has been orchestrated by the banks and Wall Street and the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. This is the cause of 911, not no Muslims. 5 or 6 of those that were so-called on the plane never were on the plane. These individuals whose names were used are yet living in the Middle East. This was all fictitious, a fictitious narrative. Now moving on, we're using revelation. We're revealing the hidden truths of this wicked system with the mind of God. Now Obama, on Labor Day, President Barack Obama, went to Wisconsin and began to speak about creating jobs and building up America's infrastructure and creating jobs. Dropping the bucket. What is really going on? This is a trick. The November elections are coming up, and Obama is speaking on behalf of the Democrats to galvanize the base and cause us to go back into the Democratic Party and vote Democratic and feel like we have a piece of the country, a piece of America, but it is all a trick, because the Democrats and the Republicans are both controlled by the same ruling class and families of America, Europe, and Israel, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. The real issue, once again, is this fictitious war on terrorism created by the banks, Wall Street. The real issue is the deindustrialization of America, the taking of our jobs overseas to take advantage of slave wages and low wages, to take advantage of people. That's the real issue. Recently, there was an African-American conference held by African-American Muslims dealing with the mosque situation. Once again, they want to blame Islam for 911, but we know that it was the ruling class and families, the CIA factions in the government of America. What is the spirit? September 2nd, this conference was held. Minister Farrakhan, my minister, was a participant. You may see this conference on the Nation of Islam .org. But they pointed out, the participants in this conference, that the same spirit that is attacking Islam is the same wicked spirit that attacks the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed internationally by the same wicked oppressor. Recently, within the past week or so, one of our Guatemalan brothers, a day laborer, was shot dead by the police in LA, in Southern California. This is the same wicked spirit that is attacking Islam, is attacking immigrants, so-called immigrants, people that are related to the native people of this hemisphere whose land was stolen. And so now the brother from Guatemala has come up to America to try to work and feed his family, and he gets shot down and cut down. The same, this brother's name is, what is this brother's name? Jimenez, Manuel Jimenez, if I have it correctly. This brother was shot down by the police. And I don't have to go into the many black folk that have been shot down, black and brown, shot down by the police. The food riots, another issue. The food and the Guatemalan situation, flashpoints.net. www.flashpoints.net dealt with that issue on September the 8th, 2010. I want you to also go to Democracy Now. Which edition is this? This is the September 8th edition of Democracy Now. We're dealing with the root causes and the spirit that is attacking Islam is the same spirit that shot down our brother from Guatemala. The food riots going on in Mozambique. Sisters and brothers can't afford the food, so they gotta eat. And so they were organizing to get food, and the police came out and shot them dead. What is going on? Do you know about how the wealthy and the bankers and whatnot speculate on different items and different commodities, food included, purposefully driving up the cost of food? And this is destroying the people. And this is destroying the human family. Driving up the food. One of the individuals involved in this is Soros. His last name is Soros. I don't have his first name. But Soros is one of those who is a speculator that speculates on economy, speculates on money, and tries to destroy economies of different nations. And he is also one of those who is associated with those that have driven up the food to destroy the human family. Soros also contributed millions of dollars to Human Rights Watch. Why did he do such? This is to control a group that is supposed to be an organization that stands for human rights. But we see through Soros' contribution to Human Rights Watch that this is to control groups that are supposed to be looking out for the people, but in reality are being run and controlled by the ruling class and families. And the ruling class and the families do not contribute money to groups that will overturn their power. So we can see that Soros is possessed of that wicked spirit to destroy the human family through speculation and driving, destroying economies and the driving up of food commodities. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.